USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is trying to strengthen international support for Ukraine in its defense against Russia. Finland was granted membership in NATO in April, and the U.S. also wants Sweden to join. Turkey and Hungary have been blocking Sweden's bid to join. We're heading into the Memorial Holiday weekend. Richard Johnson says the travel czar is on top of it.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says, yes, it's busy. But
so far, this holiday weekend appears to be headed in a good direction.
He adds a big reason for that is the airlines.
I want to give them some credit. They have stepped up. They have improved hiring. They've got more realistic schedules.
And if you do run into issues with an airline, a hotel, a car rental, or a tour, you have a better shot this year than in the past that you will get compensated.
Republican lawmakers negotiating a debt limit deal with the White House is denouncing recent leaks of an emerging agreement. North Carolina Congressman Patrick McHenry said leaks of the private discussions won't help the two sides ultimately lock down an agreement. His comments on Capitol Hill came hours after several news outlets reported negotiators were nearing a deal that would raise the debt limit for 2 years while imposing strict caps on discretionary spending unrelated to the military. Two adults who were supposed to be caregivers for a three-year-old boy with special needs now face upgraded criminal charges. Polk Sheriff Grady Judd in Florida says it's the worst case of child abuse he's seen in the half a century he's been in law enforcement.
I have never seen the horror that we saw with this poor child at the hands of these two folks.
Judd says the toddler had been on a ventilator since a near drowning 2 years ago, hadn't been seen by a health care provider since last fall. Both are now charged with aggravated manslaughter. Their two other children are unharmed and are now in state custody. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is predicting a near-normal 2023 Atlantic hurricane season. The official government forecast calls for 12 to 17 named storms with 5 to 9 hurricanes and 1 to 4 major hurricanes of Category 3 or higher. A game called Slave Simulator is no longer available on Google's App Store in Brazil after it sparked outrage. The game let players buy and sell enslaved black characters while choosing one of two paths as either a tyrant or a liberator. Brazil's public prosecutor's office opened an investigation into how the game was made available on Google's Play Store. Ford Motor Company is teaming up with actress Sydney Sweeney on a line of clothes that sold out within 31 hours of being introduced in April. Ford Marketing and Communications Manager Erica Martin says Sweeney loves Ford and spends her time restoring a vintage Ford Bronco when she's not on set.
We've started working on the Built Ford Proud campaign, which is all about like authentic stories about real Ford drivers and cool things they're doing with their vehicles. And I just knew that like we had to partner with Sydney for that.
The Tribeca Festival is much more than just about films this year. While a remastered release of Robert De Niro's A Bronx Tale is set to be a big draw, there are also many guest stars showing up. Paul McCartney, John Mellencamp, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Rosie Perez, Chance the Rapper and Billy Porter will all be there. Dave Collins, USA News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. But I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised.